You can do this every day with or without real estate. And so the next time you go to the grocery store, restaurant, somebody at work, force yourself, because you got to build this as mental muscle memory. Just like policemen when I was in the police academy.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, motivated sellers. They are what is required and what I have figured out to be the common denominator in every deal that I've done. So the challenge is, in the earlier session, we went over what the definition of a motivated seller is. What is a motivated seller? In this short training session, I'm going to share with you how you can identify a motivated seller in 90 seconds or less. That's right. How to identify a motivated seller in 90 seconds or less. It's real simple. Number one, you got to use your follow-up system, whether it be the mini pitch card or the property information sheet. And when you're going through your set of questions, when you have your seller tell me about your house and let them throw up, okay, well, then it gets down to after you build a little rapport with them, even on the phone, here's how you're going to identify a motivated seller in 90 seconds or less. It is this question right here. You say, okay, first name, and use first name a lot. Okay, Bill. Why are you unloading this house? Well, let me tell you something. The word unload is magical, because that is a friendly, professional way of letting that seller know that you're not going to pay top dollar or market value for that house. When you say, hey, Bill, why are you unloading this house? Well, that sets the stage for the seller knowing that if they want to get a quick, fast sale of their property or get that property sold, they will not be offended whatsoever in answering that question. Okay? But let me do the flip side of that. Let's say that this person is not a motivated seller, and then I ask Bill, the seller, I say, hey, Bill, why are you unloading this house? Well, if he's not a motivated seller, guess what he's going to do? He's going to jump through that phone line with both feet into your ear and hit you upside the head. He said, I ain't unloading this house. They'll tell you that real fast. Okay. If they're not a motivated seller. Well, we discovered that and learned that in about 90 seconds, sometimes less. Isn't that what you want? Now, that doesn't mean you throw that lead away. It just means he might not be motivated yet. With time, they may become more motivated. But if you use that question, Bill, why are you unloading this house? Well, then, Bill, if he is in fact the true motivated seller, he's going to tell you why. I lost my job. I got a job relocation. The empty nesters bought a new home. Burnout with being a landlord. Who knows? They'll have all kind of divorce, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on and on. And so they will tell you, if they're a motivated seller, they will tell you why they are unloading this house. Okay. And to go hand in hand with this, something that I'm not sure we're going to get time to put it into another session here, but the two most powerful words in real estate that I know, and this is in the top five. These two here are in the top five. The first one is the word unload that you just got to hear about. The second one is their first name. Okay, their first name. And I want you to do daily exercises. You can do this every day with or without real estate. And so the next time you go to the grocery store, restaurant, somebody at work, force yourself, because you got to build this as mental muscle memory. Just like policemen when I was in the police academy, we had 2 weeks of firearms training. And what that did is it built muscle memory is what they called it. And I want you to build mental muscle memory. So in the police department and the police academy, when a threat appeared, we didn't have to think. We just, boom, automatically the gun come out and you're looking down the barrel at the sights. You didn't have to think, oh, I got to pull my gun out because there's a threat in front of me. Well, I want you to have that same mental knee-jerk reaction subconsciously when you're dealing with people, especially face-to-face. So practice these exercises every day. I want you to use their first name in a minimum of every other sentence until you get it down pat. So if you go to a restaurant, usually they'll tell you their name or you'll see their name tag. You say, "Hey, Stephanie, what do you want to be when you grow up?" Just create some conversation. I remember I was in the grocery store at the Kroger's, and there's this little old lady checking out the groceries. She just looked meaner than a snake. And so I asked her, she's wearing her name tag. Okay, how many people call them by their first name? Very few. When people hear their first name, they generally will smile. Try it, okay? If I say your name, you will smile. So here's Louise. She's wearing a name tag. I know her name. "Hey, Louise, is somebody pooping your Wheaties this morning?" You know, and then she looked at me and she smiled. She said, "Oh," I said, "you having a bad day, Louise?" And so what I want you to do is to get used to using people's name, their first name, in conversations. It could be the layaway desk at Target. It could be an Uber driver. It could be you're traveling in the airports and stuff. And you don't have to do it every single day, but I want you to get in the practice of doing that, because what's going to happen is you're going to build that into your, I don't know the right psychology kind of word that is, but you won't have any trouble making that happen automatically. So you don't have to think about it anymore. So using their first name, every other sentence at a minimum until you get in the groove of doing that, it works awesome. Banks, if you go to the bank, if you go to a grocery store, if you go to, gosh, anywhere for that matter, okay? And it works. Trust me. Try it out and you'll see. You'll see people smile when you call them by their name. So that'll finish up this session here. So I think it was how to identify a motivated seller in 90 seconds or less. I hope we got that. And that'll wrap up this one. Now, see you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.